In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry, hop-infused hard seltzers.
All right, Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new Hard Hops Blackberry Seltzer, infused with Strata hops and made with real blackberries. Hard hops are available now at a store near you. Let's talk some SEC Media Day, shall we? That's going on right now. And joining us now is Tyler Ivins from Knoxville, Tennessee, on the Sports Animal. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Tyler Ivins. Tyler, good morning to you. Before we talk SEC football, we do need you to answer a question. Do you ever drive through an intersection and then get through the intersection and think to yourself, damn, I don't remember if that light was green or not?
Daily.
Thank you.
Have you guys been like following along my Instagram and my Twitter?
You.
I swear to God, you guys are asking this question because of something I said like 2 days ago.
No, I'm not. I literally just brought this up randomly on the show, and my co-host looked at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, how do you not do, like, you clearly know that it's green, like your subconscious sees it, but you're not like, you're off in your own little world, and you just are like, damn, I probably should have paid more attention to that.
Yeah, joke's on you, because the other day it was like yellowish red, and the 80-year-old woman who hit me with the middle finger when I was merging kind of made it clear that it was red when I went through and I cut her off. So, isn't it funny how stories go full circle, boys? No, absolutely. It happens on an almost daily basis.
A daily basis? I mean, I don't know if I'm daily, but I'm multiple times a week for sure.
That is amazing.
I'm cooking up my sports takes, man. I'm on my way into work. I'm not paying attention to the lights. You know, I'm arguing with somebody.
Tyler, into the SEC football from light conversation. What's Tennessee been like since that whole weird Nico fiasco, like the fallout from it, and just we're almost at camp, right? SEC Media Day means camp is about to start. Where has the program been since Nico departed?
12 days till they go click clack. It's weird, man. That's a really good question, because here in Knoxville, when we started catching word that Nico could possibly enter the transfer portal at the end of spring, we thought, okay, everybody does this for NIL negotiations. Everybody puts the cards on the table. They shove all in. This still very unique world of NIL that we're still trying to navigate through. When he officially pulled the trigger, immediately the California schools came to mind with him wanting to go back, some of the homecoming feels. Tennessee has been in a very unique situation, because for many of the schools, it was good for you. Yeah, Josh, that's how you stand up to these kids that are demanding millions of dollars. We don't feel sorry for you by any means, but good for you. Thanks for finally drawing a line in the sand. And then for the fan base, it was, so you just traded one quarterback for another. This is exactly what we thought college football would turn into. Joey Aguilar's been on campus now. What's today's date? Were we on the 16th?
16th,
yeah. Aguilar's been with the University of Tennessee now 34 days. Mm-hmm. And I understand with technology, you can FaceTime. I understand you can do video chats with your coaches. We had lunch with Heupel. We were doing a charity event with him, and he mentioned the first 11 days, Joey Aguilar, the transfer from UCLA, the essential swap for Nico Iamaleava, had been spending the evening on his couch at the coach's house. So Joey shows up, signs his NIL. I'm not kidding. Signs his NIL deal, grabs his knapsack, his comforter, and pillow, like when your buddy crashes on the couch, and they've been downstairs just watching film. So for Tennessee fans, look, it's never a dull moment in Knoxville, because something's always going on. But now when you get to SEC Media Days, in particular yesterday, boys, they shared the podium with three other schools. Auburn, where right now Hugh Freeze would rather golf than meet with five-star prospects. That's going over very well down in Alabama. And then you have Texas and Georgia, who are your two heavyweights to contend for the national championship. And then here's Tennessee. Tennessee, who's usually making headlines, but instead it's quiet. Let's just get our work in. Let's figure things out and get back to Knoxville. So yesterday, as a guy who's been, this is my seventh SEC Media Days, a guy who, before I came back home, I covered the Big Ten and the Big 12. This is 19 Media Days for me in total, and I would say this is the first time in a long time that the program that I was sent there to cover was just kind of head down, ties and top buttons were secured, and let's just get to work and get out of here. Usually there's some sizzle, there's some razzle-dazzle. It was very, very just boilerplate yesterday here in Atlanta.
Interesting. We're talking with Tyler Ivins. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Tyler Ivins. Afternoon show there at the Sports Animal in Knoxville as we're talking SEC Media Days in Tennessee. And I think on that note, I would ask, like, and who knows how the season is going to go, will fans be understanding? Like, Heupel's been really good there. He has brought Tennessee back to the forefront, right? Playoff last year, the 11 wins a couple of years ago. Will they be understanding if there is a down year and be a little more forgiving, I guess, you know, against what most SEC fan bases would be if a coach has a down year? And then on top of that, just where do you think they fit in? You mentioned Georgia, Texas kind of being the powers, and then Hugh Freeze playing golf. Where does Tennessee fit into that SEC picture in your mind?
Yeah, those are questions that we've tackled at least once a week on our afternoon drive show, and that question kind of gets reset based on responses to certain questions. To answer your first question, I think right now Tennessee fans would be okay if they reached the win total that Vegas had set. I had Tennessee as a 9-3 program this year. Nico enters the transfer portal. I had him as an 8-4 program, but then I have to remind the listeners, as my co-host and I do on a daily basis, Josh Heupel has exceeded expectations win total wise the first 4 years he's been in Knoxville. So you're in that 8.5-9 range. Guys, when you guys are counting down, getting closer to whatever team you're, you guys are in Portland, so whether it's the Blazers, whether you guys are doing the Ducks, whether you take a peek at the Beavs in August and July, it's, I think they can win 8-9 games. Or for Dan Lanning's program, it's, hey, they can win 9 or 10 games. When you get to August, September, it's, no, I think they can go 11-1. And then you get the kickoff, and it's national championship or bust. I think what Tennessee fans are telling us as they keep riding that escalator is this. How do they get to that win total? And how? And more importantly, let's say Tennessee does finish 8-4 this year. What did that 8-4 look like? If Tennessee goes 8-4, they lose at Florida and at Alabama, where they haven't won since 2003. I was still in high school. But they beat Georgia, but say lose to Vanderbilt, there's going to be some pissed off fans in Knoxville, Tennessee. So it's all how we get there. You know, like prime example, last year with the Oregon game, the Ohio State game, however it played out, you won a great game. Does Will Howard look where the clock is? And then you get the redemption story in the Big Ten title game. Again, gentlemen, it's, to me, I kind of look at football like watching a movie. Was it a good movie? Yeah. Well, how did we get there? How did we find out who the murderer was? How did we find out how it all played out? And they brought the story full circle. For Tennessee fans, it's always just pretty simple. How do you do against the big three?
Yeah.
Georgia, September, Alabama, October, and this year, Florida in November. If you're a Tennessee fan, as long as you're playing in a decent bowl game post-December, beginning of January, and it looks like your team's heading in the right direction, Tennessee fans can be understanding. Because let's just remind everybody out in the West Coast, when Josh got here 4 years ago, 40 kids were in the transfer portal. There were dark clouds of sanctions still hanging over their head because Jeremy Pruitt was handing cash to kids in Chick-fil-A bags. And the Tennessee program was at the darkest point. And it's, I'm 39 years old, boys, and it was in the darkest tenure since I have been alive. And now what has Josh Heupel done? Worked around those recruiting restrictions, worked around those scholarship restrictions. And now he's got the University of Tennessee, as you already mentioned, albeit a poor showing back in the college football playoff picture last year.
Yeah. I know you're against it here because you got to get back to SEC Media Day. Very quickly, though, Tyler, what would the hierarchy be for you going into the season of the SEC? Feinbaum's telling us a quarterback is the greatest in sliced bread. We've never seen the guy really start a full season. Georgia is Georgia. Bama's coming in with a little bit of question marks with DeBoer. How do you do the hierarchy? LSU is a question mark with Kelly. What's the hierarchy in the SEC for Tyler Ivins?
To be the man, you got to beat the man. And last year, Georgia was Carson Beck crumbles to the ground on the turf in Atlanta. He's grabbing his arm. There's no way Gunnar Stockton's going to keep their head above water against Texas. They do just that. Texas has them on the ropes and can't land the knockout punch. And now people are telling us today, not only is Arch Manning the Heisman favorite, I'll believe it when I see it. Not only is Texas a favorite to win the national championship, believe it when I see it. How many years have we heard Texas is back, but they can't finish the job? So everybody wants me to vote Texas, and everybody says, hey, Texas, it's just the Texas world we live in. Kirby's got two rings. Gunnar Stockton looks like that he's got another full deck around him like Stetson Bennett had whenever he was first being introduced to this conference. Until I see somebody knock Georgia off, I'm going to say Georgia, but Texas clearly has arrived with Daddy's credit card in the NIL function. I can't imagine. How often did you guys see what Kalen DeBoer did? I mean, come on. This guy, it seemed like he'd go 9 wins, 10 wins. 9 wins, 11 wins.
Yep.
So Kalen DeBoer doesn't slip back-to-back years.
Mm-hmm.
So I fully expect Alabama to have a resurgent year this year. And the team to watch out for, and I'm catching a lot of flack for it, but it just makes too much sense. LSU absolutely just cleaned up in the transfer portal. And Brian Kelly was smart, because this guy, not only does he go out to the transfer portal, this wide net like he's fishing, but then after he pays all these kids money, he comes out and makes sure he gets in front of every camera and microphone, and he says, well, we just don't have any NIL money. We're only getting like $8 or $9 million. We can't compete with the rest of these SEC schools. Goes and shakes the pockets of every booster in Baton Rouge and then recoups the money he just spent on 2 5-stars and a couple of 4-stars that can fix that offensive line. As long as Garrett Nussmeier's not throwing broken ducks into triple coverage, LSU's going to compete for the college football playoff this year.
Yeah.
Now, are they like Oregon and some of the other – like, in my opinion right now, boys, we still have the same 5 teams that can win the Natty. You got Bama. You got Georgia. You've got Texas to an extent. I'll put Oregon. I'll put Oregon and Ohio State in that mix. And I know that Michigan fans and Clemson fans will sit there and call for my head. But realistically this year, until we find some idea – and I've got SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey up here trying to tell me – well, I don't know how we're going to move forward post-December 1 with only 12 teams in the college football playoff. It doesn't matter. Only 5 of them can realistically win it until we get some better idea restrictions on how NIL is going to be handled. So everything's just grand here in the SEC. If your name is Texas and Georgia, everybody else fight for position in the movie theater so your neck's not cramped in the front row.
Great stuff. Tyler Ivins, Sports Animal, Knoxville, Tennessee, at Tyler Ivins on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Have a great time at SEC Media Days. Keep an eye out for those intersections. Make sure the lights are green.
Drive safe,
buddy. Let's do this again soon.
These are life lessons that I will forever have entrenched in my brain, boys. Thank you so much.